Seabird fans. We welcome you to a brand new edition of Seabird Talk. I'm Cloud County Community College Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker. On this week's edition of T-Bird Talk, I'll have the opportunity to visit with two members of the Cloud County Community College women's basketball team. We will sit down with sophomore guard Tiana Davis of Austin, Texas, and freshman guard Lauren Marone of Kansas City, Kansas. The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team has won two straight, including a 58-48 win over the Colby Trojans in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play Wednesday night. Three players finished in double figures for Cloud County. Freshman guard Danae Crosby led the T-Birds with a game-high 22 points, including a 6-of-6 effort from the free throw line. Crosby also had 5 assists and 3 steals. Tiana Davis had 12 points after going 8-of-8 from the foul line. Davis also tallied 5 rebounds. Freshman forward Shea Wirtz contributed a double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds, including 8 on the defensive glass. Wirtz, who now has 2 double-doubles on the year, also had 3 assists, 2 steals, and a blocked shot. Cloud County ended the night 18-of-59 from the field and just 2-of-17 from 3-point range. The T-Birds did connect on 20-of-24 from the free throw line, including going 6-of-6 from the foul line in the final 10 minutes of regulation. For Colby, they shot 17-of-54 overall, 3-of-11 from deep, and 11-of-18 from the free throw line. The Trojans finished with 19 turnovers, which led to 12 points for Cloud County. Now, 5 players scored in the first quarter for Cloud County, helping the T-Birds jump out to a 14-13 lead. The game was tied 6 times in the opening half, with neither team able to lead by more than 7 points. Colby controlled the boards in the first half, out-rebounding Cloud County 21-15. The T-Birds found ways to get to the line, hitting on 9-of-10 free throws in the first half, including going a perfect 8-of-8 from the charity stripe in the second quarter. Cloud County ended the half on an 8-3 run to lead 30-29 at the intermission. A slow start coming out of the break saw both teams combine to score just 6 points through the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. Crosby scored 6 points over the final 3 minutes to push the T-Birds to a 41-37 advantage heading into the final period. With the momentum in their favor, Cloud County finished strong, shooting 45.5% from the field and outscoring Colby 17-11 in the final stanza. Crosby and Davis had 6 points each in the fourth quarter. The T-Birds also limited the Trojans to 3-of-13 from the floor, including 0-of-3 from behind the arc to seal the victory. Freshmen Talasia Thomas and Liliana Peterson each netted 4 points. Thomas also had 7 rebounds and 4 steals before fouling out. Additionally, freshman Lauren Marone had 3 points. Sophomore Maylin Goh added 2 points and 6 rebounds, while sophomore Kylie Smitch had 1 point and 2 rebounds. Improving to 14-8 overall and 9-8 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play, the T-Birds return to the court this Saturday at Independence Community College at 2 p.m. Today on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with two members of the T-Bird women's basketball team, sophomore Tiana Davis and freshman Lauren Marone. This is T-Bird Talk.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
This week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with two members of the Cloud County Community College women's basketball team. Joining us, we have a sophomore transfer, Tiana Davis, and freshman guard, Lauren Marone. And I appreciate both of you taking time to join us. And I guess, Tiana, let me start with you. So first off, where are you from?
I'm from Austin, Texas, originally born. Not really raised, but born. And I'm back there now.
And tell me a little bit about basketball, how basketball itself entered the picture for you. At what age did you kind of fall in love with the game? Kind of take me through kind of some of your basketball history.
So at first, I was about 4 years old, and my dad will bring me and my little brother to his basketball league games on the base. And then one day, he had saw me in the kitchen dribbling a ball, and he asked me if I wanted to take basketball serious, and I said, yeah. And then from there, it was days on days, months on months, just training, constant training. And where we were living at the time, there is a Boys and Girls Club League that was only 1 month out of the year. And I played in that, and I realized how good I was. There was a score limit that certain kids could score, and I would surpass that by a lot. And I was getting all this praise and rewards, and I was like, I love this. Like, I like this, and I want to continue doing this.
Did you do other sports growing up?
I ran track, but I did not love track. I come from a track family, so they always pushed me to do track, but I did not love track, and then saw how good I was at basketball. So my dad, he played basketball too, so he knew what to do, the right things, and from there just continue with basketball.
What is it about basketball, though, that you love so much that it's become such a passion for you?
Winning. I love winning, and just being really skilled and the teamwork that comes with it, everybody can succeed. And that's one of the best feelings, when everybody plays their best and you're just beating a team.
When did you know or realize that this may be something I can do, you know, post high school, you know, at the college level?
I would say definitely by middle school. My dad, he always told me that I could use basketball as a tool to get into school. And I took advantage of that.
And you ended up first attending school at Shorter College. What was the recruiting process for you like out of high school? Tell me a little bit about that journey and ultimately first making that decision to go to Shorter.
So in high school, I was getting a few offers, some D1, D2s. Some of them were partials and some of them were full rides, but not at a good location I wanted to go to. So then my junior year, it was near the end of the summer, AAU basketball, and there was a coach, he got a job, the assistant coach, he was the assistant coach at Shorter. He got the assistant coach job at Shorter, and he wanted me to go there and play for him. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that, use that as a tool to get to a higher level.
What was the experience like at Shorter last year?
It was an experience. It was, to me, I compare it to high school basketball, especially in Texas. It was way different from a junior college Division I level. It was slower paced. The competition wasn't too hard, but it was fun, and it was a way to get my stats up, get a feeling of the college level basketball. So I think, to me, it was good.
You make the decision then to transfer, though.
Mm-hmm.
How does Cloud County enter the picture?
So this is crazy. So after my freshman year at Shorter, I wanted to go straight to the Division I level. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. They wanted me to do 2 years at a junior college level. So one day I was in my car just going on Twitter, trying to DM all the schools that are looking for players. And my boyfriend, he told me about the two high-level conferences for the junior college level at the D1. And he said Florida, the Florida Conference, and the Kansas Jayhawk Conference. And then from there, I was DMing coaches on Twitter. But I wasn't really feeling like I needed to, or didn't really feel wanted, didn't really feel needed. So then one day, I prayed. And then all of a sudden, the next day after that prayer, Coach Tiff DM'd me and said, she needs a player like me. And from there, we had a talk, made some calls, and then she set up a visit. Then once I came here, visited, I was like, I'm going to come to Cloud.
What was the visit like?
It was very short visit, but we did so much. I toured the school, toured the dorms, the basketball. I got some shots up, went out to eat with coaches, and I was just loving it. It felt like I knew them, and they had goals for me that I had goals for myself for. And I was like, if I come here, I could achieve those goals. And I know that I could put my trust into them to reach those goals.
I want to speak a little bit more about the experience so far competing in the Kansas Jayhawk Conference. But let me first bring Lauren Marone into the conversation. So, Lauren, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas. This little place called Piper.
And so tell me a little bit about, you know, your athletic background and specifically basketball. When did you start to fall in love with the sport?
Yeah, so I played all the sports when I turned around four, basketball, softball, soccer, and a little bit of volleyball. And my dad told me to focus on two main sports, so I chose soccer and basketball. And then I grew up playing both sports with the same people all the way up to middle school. And then it came with the decision where I just needed to play one sport, so I picked basketball. And I think I fell in love with basketball when I was maybe six. I went to my brother's games, and I'd always be on the side shooting or, like, playing with my friends. And that's about it.
What was it about basketball, though, that, you know, stood out to you and was so different maybe than soccer or some of the other things that you experienced that you decided, you know what, this is the one I want to give, you know, all my focus and dedication towards?
Yeah. Well, my whole family, like all my cousins, they all played basketball in college, and I just felt like I had the talent and I had the passion, and I knew I loved it, and it was just fun to go out there, win every time, and yeah.
Did you realize this was something you were going to be able to do or could do at the next level?
Beginning of high school, I felt like I didn't have that much talent that everyone else had, so I pushed every day and worked hard. And then sophomore year, I tore my ACL, so that lowered my mental and physical state, and that was really hard. But I feel like junior and senior year, I really progressed really hard, and that's when I felt like I could go somewhere.
What was the recruiting process like for you? And tell me a little bit about how you became aware of Cloud County Community College.
Yeah, so two former Cloud County basketball women's players, they went to my same high school, and my AAU coach, her daughter went to Cloud, Lakiya Leslie, and she told me about this place and how it's a good environment and the community comes all together for everyone. And junior and senior year, I felt like no one reached out to me. And after senior year of high school, I had two coaches just reach out to me, but they just had interest, not really gave me offers or anything. And then late April, Coach Tiff texted me on Twitter saying we could use you as a player and we like what you do on the court. And came down the day before the visit, played in an all-star game with Shea Wartz, and then went on the visit. Took some photos, hung out, and just really liked it.
So when you make your visit and you come to Cloud, what particular things stood out? What about, not just even from a basketball program, but maybe from a community and a school standpoint, why did you like this place so much?
Yeah, so it wasn't too far, but too close to home. And I felt like my family members could come see me whenever they wanted and everything. And I like how, like, the small community is in how everything just so close and everyone just comes together. And then, yeah.
Well, and Sienna, for you, I mean, what was your initial impressions just of Concordia, Cloud County? It's got to be far different than, you know, not just Austin, Texas, but I'm sure shorter college. So
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about those impressions and what was the feel that you got, you know, stepping on campus for the first time?
The feel I got was this would be a place I would really be able to focus on basketball and school. Coming from Austin, a huge city, and then North Little Rock, another huge city, I also stayed in a little small town when I was at 4 till 10 years old. So this was really not much of a difference. I wasn't going to go out, do stuff like that. So mainly just being able to focus on the two things I really need to focus on really drove me to commit here.
And I want to talk more about the athletic side of things in the women's basketball season. But from an academic standpoint, you are student athletes, and student comes in front of athlete mm-hmm. in that phrase. You know, from an academic standpoint, how has that transition gone for you coming here to Cloud? How supportive have you found people here at the institution? What's it like being a new student here at Cloud County?
Student, I would definitely say the schoolwork here compared to my last school is definitely harder. Everything is not online. A lot of teachers don't like using online things here. The support, my teammates support me. Coach Tiff, she definitely supports with the after-hour studies, study hall. And so I feel like I have a lot of time here to focus on my work and also focus on basketball.
Lauren, what's that transition like been for you from an educational standpoint?
Yeah, so I felt like my first 2 years of high school, I really struggled academically and everything. And I didn't really have like one person to talk to or help me with. And then I feel like when I came to Cloud, the one-on-one with the student and teacher was it was very beneficial. And I felt like I had just people to go to whenever, and yeah.
And along those lines, let me ask, you know, because you come to college, and even though you have an athletic background and some of that experience, obviously it becomes a lot more intense, and you got to focus a lot more time in college on, you know, the game of basketball, the early season workouts and the practices and the meetings and the film sessions and the travel that you guys go through, the long bus rides, you know, those sorts of things. Has that been difficult, Lauren, then, to balance, you know, making sure you're getting done in the classroom what you need to get done while also still having to dedicate so much time to the sport that you're here to play?
Yeah, I feel like it's really hard, especially on Wednesdays. We travel to schools, and most Thursdays I would have tests or quizzes and everything, and I would have to study on the bus and stay up till 1, 2 a.m. to study. But I get it done, and I just figure it out.
Choice,
make
right?
time, right?
Ziana, I mean, has that been a challenge for you at all?
With my classes last semester and this semester, I like to get ahead of my work so I don't have to stress on the upcoming work. So I study on the bus. I study before classes, before the night before. To me, it's not hard.
Let's talk about the game of basketball, though. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that doing a little bit of research, coming to learn, you know, how good the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference is as far as one of the premier conferences, maybe the best conference in junior college athletics and basketball. And obviously, you go head-to-head, you know, twice this season, you'll see the defending national champions in Hutchinson. And so even though you had that college experience at Shorter, as you said, it's a different level here at Cloud County and in this conference. Take me through that transition now as a basketball player and night in, night out, going up against the level of talent that you've had to play against here in this conference. How do you feel like you've handled that?
I feel like at first I did have to adjust with the speed, the physicality, and stuff like that. But now I definitely got the hang of it. I realized that everybody and all the teams, they have a goal, and that goal is to get to the national championship. There are players who want to get to the next level, so they're working, they're doing their thing on the court in games. And I feel like, I mean, I like that. I feel like when we play harder competition, I feel like I succeed more. And
Lauren, were you surprised like Tiana about just maybe the overall pace of the game, how fast, how quick it is, the type of athletes and athleticism you see on a daily basis?
Yes, I was surprised, but I knew that it was going to be a change. I knew that people would be way better than me, and they're fighting for a goal, and I felt like I need to mature up and understand what we're fighting for as well. And yeah.
Let's kind of talk a little bit about the season, and I know there's been games and moments that have been disappointing, but there's been other moments that have been highlights and some strong moments for this team throughout the year as well. And Lauren, for you, you kind of serve as a role player. You come in off the bench, seeing more minutes as of late than in the early part of the year. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you kind of having to accept whatever role you're given, whatever minutes you're given, and kind of where are you at as far as your mindset coming into a game? Maybe I'm only going to play 4 minutes, whatever it is, right? But trying to make the most of every opportunity that you have.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the season, I wasn't getting a lot of minutes, and I was really, like, mentally struggling at that point. But I knew that the people on the court were the best people that he needed out there to win and succeed. So I just felt like I needed to understand my role and what I needed to do. Later in the season, I'm getting plenty of playing time. And I felt like when I go in, I just need to play hard defense, make a passes, just not mess up, really.
And I wanted to ask that. I mean, what do you feel like are maybe your most positive attributes? What is it that you feel like you can bring to the team in the moments that you're out there?
Yeah, I feel like, I think I'm a decent shooter, pretty good shooter. So when I go in, catch and shoot, or dribble, penetrate, dish it off to Tiana or anyone else on the team, or maybe just play as hard defense as I could.
Tiana, for you, what do you feel like you most bring to this team that's needed?
I would say everything. I need to bring everything on both sides, defensively, offensively. I'm the point guard, so I'm handling the ball most of the time. And then I definitely need to get stops on defense, probably guarding their best player, the other team's best player. I need to score. And these are all things coach has told me that I need to do and what he expects me to do.
Do you feel like you handle that pressure okay?
Oh, yes, definitely. I feel like the training I've got with my dad, he's prepared me for this.
And I know that it can be a long season. Mm-hmm. It's really a grind, right? We're heading into now the month of February. You know, active competition started at the 1st of November. So mm-hmm. we're 4 months in as far as the season's concerned. But there was a long month of practice before then, a lot of early season workouts. I mean, it's been a huge commitment.
Yeah.
You know, and so I know it's probably starting to wear on you, maybe even more mentally than physically at this stage. But Tiana, overall, when you look at this season for you, how do you feel like you have played to this point in the year?
I feel like at the beginning I struggled with not really the coaching style, but what coach wanted. And then I feel like he adjusted to the players that we have. So then when that adjustment happened, that's when I started being able to play freely and knowing how I need to play. And I feel like that's worked so much for me. I was scoring more. I wasn't playing so nervous or playing robotic. I was just playing how I know how to play.
Lauren, have you been pleased with what you've been able to do to this point?
Some games, yes, I've been pleased. But there's been a couple games where I feel like I could have had better defense or shot the ball better. But overall, I feel like I'm growing as a player and understanding my role. And everyone else on the team's role, so that's been pretty helpful.
And when I visit with you guys even now, and I know I've talked to some of the other players on the team, and I said, you know, maybe it's more mentally taxing right now than physically, and I feel like sometimes, you know, as players, you can't help but get into your own head, right? And right. So, Lauren, do you feel like, less so from a skill standpoint, but maybe just from a confidence standpoint, is that something that you've really had to work on this season?
Yes, it is. Understanding that, especially earlier in the season when I wasn't getting playing time, I was down in my head, like, am I good enough or am I going to be able to go somewhere else to play? Is anyone else going to want me? But now I felt like I'm growing mentally and I'm being more confident in myself and going in without any jitters. And yeah.
Have your teammates been pretty helpful in supporting you through this process as well?
Yes. Tiana and Maylin, pretty much everyone has been supporting me, but after every game, if I don't get in or if I feel like I've done something bad, I talk to them and they help me like forget and tell me what I can do next time to do better.
You know, and Tiana, I don't know that people fully appreciate, but I look out, I watch practice today, and there's not a one of you that was playing together last year.
Yeah.
It's an entirely brand new team. Mm. Do you feel like it took time for you guys to build some chemistry together, to figure out who each other you are as players, who can do what, who's better at this, you know, and really kind of develop a language that you need on the court to be successful?
Definitely. I feel like when we were playing the scrimmages, that's where we were figuring out who does what roles each player has. And I feel like when non-conference started, by that time we knew who does what in each other's roles. So we try to make everybody play to their best of their roles and what they do best as a player. And now we still do that. We try to make each other better every single day. And the extra work people put in after hours or after practice, I feel like you could see that.
And I feel like watching you and the team as a whole, this can be a pretty successful team.
Oh, definitely.
We're heading into the last month here of the regular season and the postseason not too far off. But do you feel like you guys have even played your best basketball yet? Do you feel like the best is still yet to come?
I feel like there was a point in the season where we did play our best, but then I don't want to make this as an excuse, but finals, Christmas break was coming up, people were getting tired, and I feel like now that it's season's almost over and we want to go to that region championship, everybody's becoming back locked in, back connected, and everybody wants to play their best.
Lauren, for you, how do you feel? What are the team's goals kind of moving forward this last month of the season?
The team's goals are just play each game to win. Just don't let up. Just finish out the season. The second go-around, everyone's going to be better. Everyone's going to know what you do, your plays and everything. So we just got to find a way to just stick it out and become on top.
I want to end, as I do each week, with what I call our final four questions. So I'm going to ask four questions. I want both of you to answer. And then this is going to be kind of a game of would you rather, okay? And so, but I kind of want to piggyback off a statement you guys have kind of made to start with for this first question. And given the talk that we've had about the competition that you see, how good the teams are in the conference. And so, Tiana, let me start with you. So when you're going into a game, would you rather play in a close, high-pressure game with seconds left on the clock, or, as you've had a couple of times this year, you know, just have a comfortable lead throughout the game and know that you're walking away with that W?
Definitely walking away with that W. Definitely that. When games are too close, I get stressed. I don't really panic, but I think, what do I need to do to win this game? What do we need to do as a team to win this game? I try to think ahead so it doesn't get to that point, but definitely walking away with an easy dub, I would rather have that.
Lauren?
Walking away with the W. All day.
Every time?
Every time. I get nervous. I start knocking down on wood while someone's shooting free throws late game, panicking. But I know we'll always come up on top.
All right. I want to get into your head as a player a little bit. Lauren, let me start with you. Now, would you rather, I know you don't want either of these scenarios, but would you rather airball a three or miss a transition fast break layup?
Oh.
Which would you rather?
Three. I'm airballing a three. Airballing a three.
Why that?
I think I've done it already before. And I also got a three stuck in the corner of the rim also before.
Yeah.
But, I feel like a wide open fast break is just... it's just so might get taken out.
Tiana, which would you rather?
I would say airball a three. Definitely airball a three. I feel like that's not much of a ooh reaction. Plus, I've missed wide open layups before, so that's embarrassing because you're right there at the basket. A three, okay. It's not good, but you could come back and make one.
At the three, you probably have a hand in your face, right?
Probably, you know, yeah. Me, definitely. Somebody's face is in my face.
The layup, you may not have the excuse.
But. Ah, yeah. Oh, no, I was wide open.
All right, Tiana, let me stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been a steady presence for this team on the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably pride yourself a little bit on how hard you work on defense. But would you rather, have a defensive game with multiple steals or score the game-winning buzzer beater?
Ooh, goodness. I would definitely say probably score the buzzer beater Make sure we secure the dub for real. If I'm getting a lot of steals and nobody's scoring off of it, then dang. But getting a win, yeah, I'm scoring the buzzer beater.
You're keeping the other team off the board with the steals, though, Lauren. Which would you rather?
Ooh, that's a really hard question. Ooh. I don't know. Game-winning shot. I feel like that's what I dream of doing this year. So hopefully I do that. I feel like I could, maybe. But game-winning shot.
Well, let me end on that. So here's my last would you rather. Would you rather be the one that takes the game-winning shot or the one handing out the assist for the game-winning basket?
Assist. It would be assist.
Tiana?
Oh, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. And I'm pretty sure the team will try to give me the ball to take that last shot.
So Lauren gets the assist. And you get the basket?
Yep.
So if I never pass it to you.
Just like that.
I never caught the ball and made it. See?
And I make it.
So it's like all on me.
Oh, my God. I could have pump faked and did something else. But
I still could have passed you the ball.
Took three dribbles, didn't shoot it.
I'll let you guys have this fight off air. How about that? That's our last would you rather question. Lauren, Tiana, I appreciate you taking time to sit down with us to talk to me about this season. I want to wish you both the best of luck with the year ahead, and certainly Tiana with whatever the future may hold for you post Cloud County. I appreciate both of you taking time to be here. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks to Cloud County Community College sophomore guard Tiana Davis and freshman guard Lauren Marone for being our guest this week on Seabird Talk. Want to wish all the best to the Cloud County Community College women's basketball team as they head to Independence, Kansas in a matchup against the Independence Pirates this Saturday at 2 p.m. For the Cloud County men, they will be looking to snap a 5-game losing streak as they head to Independence on Saturday. For the first time in 7 seasons, the Colby Community College men's basketball team earned a season sweep of Cloud County. The Trojans beat the T-Birds by a final score of 77-64 Wednesday night. Colby outscored Cloud County 43-23 in the second half. The victory is Colby's first in Concordia since December 4th, 2019. Freshman forward Elijah Savant racked up his 11th double-double of the year with a team-high 16 points on 7-of-14 shooting. Savant added 11 rebounds, 9 on the defensive end. Two other T-Birds scored in double digits. Freshman guard Sincere Burnett recorded 14 points, 5 steals, and 4 assists. Sophomore guard Falu Kwate contributed 14 points and 3 rebounds. Cloud County led by as many as 11 points in the first half after shooting 51.4% from the field. In the second half, the T-Birds were limited to just 8 field goals and 25.8% shooting, while they were also out-rebounded by Colby 26-16 over the final 20 minutes of play. Again, Cloud County is on the road at Independence on Saturday. Independence scored a 79-66 win over Cloud County in Concordia on December 7th. Tip-off against the Pirates is set for 4 p.m. from the ICC Fieldhouse. The Cloud County Community College wrestling team split its duels versus Barton and Fort Hays Tech Northwest on Tuesday. The T-Birds picked up a win over Barton, defeating them in their first duel of the day, 34-16, before dropping their second duel of the day to Fort Hays Tech Northwest, 37-15. The duels close out the regular season for Cloud County, who will now return to action on February 15th when they compete in the NJCAA South Central District Tournament in Pratt. The Cloud County Community College baseball team has gotten its season underway, beginning the year with a 6-1 home victory over McCook Community College on February 2nd. Five pitchers combined to throw 8 scoreless innings against McCook, while Austin Coyle and Matt Evans both homered for the T-Birds. The next day, Cloud County was in Salina for a doubleheader against Kansas Wesleyan JV. The T-Birds took the opening game with a comfortable 16-4 win before grabbing the nightcap 13-1 in 5 innings. Now, Cloud County is out to a 3-0 start for the third time in the last 4 seasons. The T-Birds return to action today when they host McCook Community College for the second time in 5 days. First pitch against the Indians is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. at Lee Doyen Field in Concordia, and the contest is going to be streamed live at cloudtbirds.com thanks to the T-Bird Sports Network. The Cloud County Community College women's indoor track and field team remains at number 2 in the latest U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association NJCAA National Rating Index, which was released on Tuesday. As a team, the T-Birds are currently ranked in first place in the Central Region with 449 points ahead of Barton, Hutchinson, Coffeyville, and Fort Scott. The Cloud County Community College men's indoor track and field team has also moved into the top 25 in the latest United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association NJCAA Indoor Track and Field National Team Rating Index. The T-Bird men vaulted 3 spots to number 23 after sitting just outside the top 25 in last week's rankings. Both T-Bird teams will travel to Lincoln, Nebraska for the 49th Frank Savine Husker Invitational February 7th and 8th at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'll be talking more about all of the T-Bird athletic programs next week on a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. New shows drop each Thursday, so make sure that you are subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.